how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, good to be back with you. And we have promised tonight that we would once again welcome to these microphones Reverend Lindsey Williams, who I think has probably done more than any man in America to testify as to the plan, if you will, that was enunciated many years ago to bring about the conditions which we find ourselves living in today here in these United States, from all vantage points, energy, of course, being the first and foremost, the economy, what's happening with our jobs, the amnesty bill, which is now coming back to be debated again after the closure vote yesterday, today, and much more that we have seen evolving here as part of a pattern, if you will, a picture puzzle. And the puzzle is now emerging, no longer a puzzle, but the picture obviously shows rather clearly that we are being victimized as a national entity, as a sovereign nation, by the forces of evil that are hell-bent on bringing about a new world order. So, once again, I welcome to these microphones the man who was there on the Alaska pipeline way, way back when, Reverend Lindsey Williams, the energy non-crisis and more. Good evening, Lindsey.
Good evening, Rick Adams, and everyone out there in the listening audience tonight. My gracious, what is happening? You know, years ago, when I sat in the board meetings with the elite on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and those that you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF and the top oil company officials of the world, and I learned back in those days, 3 years of it, that I actually lived with these people, sat in their board meetings and heard what they had to say, and I learned back in those days that nothing happens by chance. Everything is by a design. They have an agenda. They know what they're doing. And right now, Rick, today, right today in the Senate, they are debating S-1419. I just got to communique on it yesterday. I could not believe what I was seeing. Senate Bill 1419, and it is going to raise the price of gasoline to $6 per gallon.
Yes. Right before our very ears tonight on this program, it is happening, as you said. And I want to discuss all of this tonight and convince those who are still skeptics out there tonight who don't believe it's really happening, that it is happening. And yes, Virginia, it is really part of a plan. So we welcome all of you to listen to what Reverend Lindsey Williams tonight has to say. And those new time listeners, we'll give you a little bit of quick background. We'll get right into it because things are happening now at lightning speed, ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the the summer months now of 2007, and next year is a scheduled election year. So just remember, all of this North American Union talk is not just talk anymore, it's reality. We'll be right back with Lindsey Williams, my guest, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, sounding the alarm as the Paul Revere of talk radio. Republic Broadcasting Network is on the air. We'll be right back.
A Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back now with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, you have just alluded to a piece of legislation in the United States Congress. Now, on top of everything else we've been talking about, that will have the effect of raising the price of gas here in the United States to $6 per gallon. Did I hear you right?
Yes, Rick, you are exactly right. And the average American does not even know it, because it was slipped in on the first part of this week. They said, let's vote it quick. I want to give you the exact name of it. It's called the Renewable Fuels Consumer Protection and Energy Efficiency Act of 2007. The proper title of it is Senate Bill 1419. It is proposing a $29 billion tax, new tax, on oil companies. And even the senators themselves admit that it will take the price of a gallon of gasoline to $6 per gallon. But, Rick, the startling part of this is I knew back 35 years ago that everything that was to happen in politics, in government, in monetary circles, in banking, was all controlled by the people that I lived with for 3 years' time. And when I look at it now and see them doing what they're doing, I sit back and say, Americans, please believe every word that Rick Adams is saying. Listen to what he says on the Radio Avenger. He is trying his best to tell you the truth while we still have 1 ounce of freedom left. How in this world with the inflationary spiral that we've got right now, groceries mm-hmm. have gone up 21% since January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
How could our politicians mm-hmm. in Washington be such, I mean, how could they possibly vote for such a bill as this? But on the other hand, they're saying, who would dare vote against a renewable fuel protection act? I mean, it sounds so wonderful and exotic. How could any politician possibly vote against it? I mean, Rick, we are in the throes of utter treason.
Yes. There's no doubt about it. It's all coming together now, gelling like a snowball effect. And what you're pointing out, too, just dovetails with all of the propaganda that we have been fed concerning global warming and all of the mumbo-jumbo mishmash of schlock peddling that has been coming at us from foundations, by the way, and research centers that have been heavily funded by the Council on Foreign Relations types, the Ford Foundation and so forth, telling us that we better get ready for a drastic change in lifestyle. Now, this is what they've been saying, Lindsay. I'm not making this up. You're not making this up. We're not pulling this out of thin air, pardon the pun. This is what we are being told in the so-called mainstream media every day. It's all for our own good. It's all to save Mother Earth. It's all because we're going to die unless we immediately begin the process of retrenching, giving up our freedoms, our way of life, and so forth. And all of it is pure propaganda pulp because it has been manufactured. It is a crisis that is being used in a Machiavellian dialectical way to create this new world order. Isn't that obvious, Lindsay?
Yes, it's so very obvious, Rick. And the average public, everyone listening to your radio program tonight, one of the first things that I learned when I sat in the board meetings with these people who control the world, I learned to listen to their buzzwords.
Mm.
They tell you everything they're going to do, but the average person does not know how to discern what it is they're saying.
That's
now,
right.
There were some buzzwords that came out on June the 13th of 2007, and in the most obvious place you could ever imagine, the Washington Post. Now, that is the elitist mm-hmm. of elite periodicals. I mean, mm-hmm. you cannot get any more a part of the establishment than the Washington Post. And on June the 13th of 2007, I need to give you the names of these two people. You know, Rick, some of the things I'm going to say tonight are so startling. Unless I document every single bit of it meticulously from beginning to end, the average person in the listening audience would have difficulty believing it. So I'm going to document this so meticulously that you could not possibly doubt it. Look at it for yourself. Go back and see it. Washington Post, the establishment periodical, June the 13th of 2007. I'm even going to give you the authors who wrote this. It's Stephen Pierstein and Robert Samuelson. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll recognize those if you happen to read the Washington Post.
Yeah.
They wrote the most startling, I'm going to quote, here it is right here, "The Takeover Boom About to Go Bust." This is the title of it. I mean, so when I read this, here it is, it's official. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I went on to read some of the buzzwords that these two editors of the Washington Post, the establishment media, wrote, I was so startled that I called up a friend of mine who is very much in the know and into politics, and I said, please tell me, what in this world? The Washington Post writing an article like this? He said, yes, Lindsay, they are. I said, why? Why would they dare tell such things as this, as they said in this article? And he went on to say, Lindsay, this is nothing but the establishment telling their cohorts all over the world what they're about to do. I mean, Rick, mm-hmm. these are the buzzwords that I learned to listen to when I sat in the board meetings with the power elite of the world on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. Listen to the words again. It's mm-hmm. official. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun.
No doubt about it.
I mean, we're living in such startling times until I sit back amazed almost every day with the with the items that I'm getting. Now, you must write this one down, everyone out there in the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
I beg of you to write this name down for me, if you will. The name is Rob, R-O-B,
yep.
Voss, V-O-S. Now, everyone in the listening audience, and Rick, you will notice tonight that I am very carefully documenting everything I say,
mm-hmm.
because within the past week, so many startling things have taken place until even I sit back and have to look back again and say, am I really seeing this? Is this exactly what these people are saying? And I look back over my own notes sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and really wonder myself. So write down the name, Rob Voss. Now, let me try to express to you who this man is.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Voss is the Director of Development Policy, Analyst Division of the Department of Economics and Social Affairs of the United Nations. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke at a headquarters press conference. You heard it right. I'm giving you the exact times, everything. You can go back and find this on the Internet if you wish. It's in their notes. He spoke at a headquarters press conference, and listen to what he had to say. I'm going to quote mm-hmm. him verbatim. Here it is. Now, let me give you his name again. Rob, R-O-B, Voss, V-O-S, headquarters press conference of the United Nations on June the 4th of 07, quote, "The United States dollar is facing imminent collapse in the face of an unsustainable debt." It said, "It might turn out that the United States debt will be unsustainable through the rest of 2007. Oh, Rick, when I saw that, I almost shuddered in my shoes. I said, the United Nations in a press conference?
Mm-hmm.
is saying that the American dollar may be unsustainable through the remainder of 2007. Folks, do you realize how imminent this is?
Yeah, and the whole world system is tied to that collapse, and that is why you, of course, over the years, have tried to stress this point when you've always talked about the energy crisis that never was, and the fact that the oil was tied right to the dollar right from the beginning.
Well, Rick, so that some folks out in the audience who may not have heard when I was on your program before, let me very briefly, if I may, because I've
yeah.
given it on each of your programs.
Absolutely.
But let me just very briefly say again some of my credentials so you will understand why I have the authority to be able to say some of the things I'm saying tonight. Back in 1970, I was a missionary, a Baptist missionary. I had been a Baptist pastor 12 years prior to that in a church in Hollywood, Florida. And I went to Alaska as a missionary in 1970. That was the year they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. They also announced that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on the state of Alaska to build that 800-mile, 4-foot diameter pipe, largest ever constructed on the face of the earth, for the carrying of crude oil. Well, they said 25,000 pipeliners. Now, I know pipeliners are the roughest, toughest, cussingest, orneriness, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth, without any doubt. So I said, I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That was the consortium of 9 major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? At first, they laughed at me. Finally, they said, okay, why not? Your religious denomination pays you. We don't have to pay you anything. Why don't you take the Northern Seven work camps and go up there and see what you can do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite sure they thought I'd last about a week.
Yep.
But instead, 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, chaplain, you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees we're not having to pay. You're making work in the camps so much more enjoyable. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status because of the value you are to us and make life a little easier for you up here. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, chaplain, go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see. You have an executive pass. You can stay in the executive dorms when you're at Prudhoe Bay. And he said, we would like to ask you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor.
All right, and we'll pick right up at that point when we return with Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis, and a host of other topics. Stay tuned, and we'll take calls as time goes on. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5090. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
All righty. We're back now with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, tell us from where you began now, what happened at that point? You were given executive status with the pipeline companies. They were very pleased with what you had done. And what happened from that point on?
Well, Rick, for 3 years' time, I sat in the board meetings with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF,
mm-hmm.
some of the top oil company officials of the world. If someone had asked me in 1970 when I went to the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me after I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and lived my story for 3 years and sat in the board meetings, lived in the dorms with, sat across the dinner tables from the elitist of the world for 3 years' time, if someone had said to me, do you believe there's a group of people who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil, say what the price of every currency in the world is going to be in any given day, I would have said not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. Now, Rick, I would have had I would have trouble today believing my story if I had not lived it. And mm-hmm. it could not have possibly been that I would have been where I was had it not been the providence of God. that there's no way in the world that a little insignificant, missionary out in the bush of Alaska flying airplanes around, unknown, could have ever sat in the board meetings with the power elite of the world had it not been the providence of God. And I think he put me there in order to allow me to tell you the story that I'm telling you tonight.
That's
because
how the Lord
I have
works.
Watched them do exactly what they said they were going to do for 30 years' time.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that story for a minute, and you've told it so many times, I'm glad you have, because, you see, there are always new people listening to us every day, every hour, joining in, and hopefully they stay tuned in, because what they are hearing here, unfortunately, they are not going to hear in many other places. There are a few, and we thank goodness for them, but, you know, for the most part, as we said again last night when discussing this amnesty for illegals bill, the mainstream so-called corporate media are totally keeping the American people mesmerized, asleep, in a state of hibernation, so that they will never understand what is really the driving force behind what's happening to them until it's too late. You see, at that point, it will be too late. And that is why we are here tonight and every night to bring people the facts, as you have just said. You have documented everything you have said. And when you came out and, I know, initially decided to pen the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, one of the top brass came to you. I guess it was Ken Fromm. And he said, let me help you, Lindsay. And what happened at that point? Because he was trying to get the word out, too. And he decided that you were the man, evidently by the providence of God, that you were going to tell a story that even he apparently was not going to stand in the way of.
Well, Rick, there is as much crude oil on the north slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. There is one pool of oil just out in the Arctic Ocean under a little island called Gull Island.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story about Ken Fromm that you're speaking of. When my book, Energy Non-Crisis, came out, my first edition,
right,
there was a chapter in the book entitled Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. Well, after the book came out in 1981, I believe it was,
mm-hmm,
Ken Fromm, who was a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, had the responsibility for developing the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. And when my first edition of my book came out, Ken Fromm called me on the phone one day, and he was so angry. I have never heard an oil man any more excited. And he said, Lindsay, Atlantic Richfield has just fired me. I said, what? Atlantic Richfield? They can't. You're a career man. You're only a few ways away from retirement. He said, yes, Lindsay, they fired me. I said, why? He said, they found out that I was the one that allowed you in that board meeting that day when you saw what happened at Gull Island, the biggest oil pool in North America, maybe the largest one on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then that information was classified just shortly after that. He said, I am so angry over Atlantic Richfield firing me, until he said, Lindsay, you're a minister. You're not an oil patch man. And he said, there are just a few things in your book, The Energy Non-Crisis, that are not letter perfect. He said, would you allow me to rewrite your book for you? I mean, this was almost unbelievable. Ken Fromm and I sat down over about a 30-day period, completely rewrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, made everything letter perfect, right to the perforations of the pipe, the pressure of the field, the depth of air. I mean, amazing what this man put in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And he himself wrote a chapter. He said, I want to put this in your book, Lindsay. It's entitled, If Gull Island Didn't Blow Your Mind, This Will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when this new edition of my book came out, I had another phone call from Ken one day. And he said, Lindsay, Atlantic Richfield's just hired me back. I said, what? Wonderful. He said, well, they're putting me in the Houston office, not back at Prudhoe. He said, I'm to train the executives who go up there. And he said, Lindsay, the reason they hired me back is because they want to keep me quiet. He said, they found out what I did in helping you rewrite your book. So he said, they've given me a big increase in pay, giving me a large, much larger retirement than I had before. And he said, I'm sorry, but I won't be able to talk to you anymore or help you. But he said, I sure am glad I wrote that chapter in your book when I could.
All right. And that was indeed very providential. You see, what he did was really change the shape of the future to come in many respects. So we'll be right back on that point. We'll take calls tonight as well. Lindsay has another offer for you to get you informed. So you stay with us and join the program. Uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Lindsay Williams, who, as you know, wrote this book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and got a little unexpected help. And from there, of course, he left Alaska. He came back to the continental United States, and he has ever since been in the information business attempting to wake the American people up. Lindsay, you have written not only The Energy Non-Crisis, you've written so many other pieces and books and produced the videos concerning the family farm, concerning health and taking care of oneself, and, of course, pesticides and vaccinations and all of these things that, you know, otherwise people might say are unrelated. They just don't seem to connect. And you've connected the dots, Lindsay. You have managed to bring together all of the pieces of the puzzle so that we now can see this New World Order coming into view, as Papa Bush, George Bush Sr. said, you see? It's amazing what you've done.
Well, I've tried, Rick, because I was so startled into reality back in those days when I realized that there are positively people who control the world. It so startled me that I said I must say something about it. If the crude oil from the North Slope of Alaska, our own soil, mm-hmm. in the United States of America.
Yes.
If that crude oil were allowed to be brought to the refineries of America, there is as much there as there is in Saudi Arabia. We don't need the salt domes of Louisiana and other places. We have it on our own soil. And the sad part is, Rick, our president and vice president, who are oil men, know it. It's treason in the highest form. But if that crude oil were allowed to come to the refineries of America, we could have gasoline less than $2 a gallon within 1 year's time. I mean, when I see all of this rhetoric, this talk that's coming out of Washington, knowing that we have an oil president and an oil vice president who know these issues,
and oil
yet they're allowing the American dollar to fall out of bed, they're allowing the American economy to be destroyed, and they're taking gasoline to $3 a gallon intentionally. They want crude oil to be taken to $150 a barrel so that they can open up certain oil fields in the world. And when I look at such treason as this, Rick, knowing what I learned back many years ago, I almost shudder in my shoes.
But you know, Lindsay, what you just said is true, that we have oil presidents, we've had oil vice president, we have oil men in Congress or controlled by them. But you know what? Let's take all of them out, replace them with non-oil men, and you know what? The policy will remain the same, and that's because it's more than just a handful of people who are thinking of their own economic self-interests. It's a coterie. It's a group. It's a clique, a club, a global elite, if you will, like the Council on Foreign Relations, that controls policy in Washington. As I just said a few minutes ago, This global warming nonsense that we have been hit with now about what, quote-unquote, causes the whole universe, for that matter, to start heating up is absolute nonsense. So what do? They produce a bunch of, quote, prestigious reports, prestigious studies, prestigious scientists who were paid by the foundations to produce what they want to hear so that we, the stupid American public, can fall for it, sit down and say, yeah, I guess there's nothing we can do. We all better learn to change our lifestyle, because if we don't, we're going to be consumed by one big smokestack, and we're going to be totally non-existent within a few short years. The doomsday clock is ticking. Well, it may be ticking, but not that doomsday clock, Lindsay. The doomsday of judgment from Almighty God, not from the universal forces that are in nature. So what we have here is a global elite. It's not just Bush and Cheney or any of the other characters. It's a system, a Babylonian system, if you will, that's coming into being. And it's a system controlled by Satan himself, totally, completely puppeteered, ultimately, by Lucifer.
Everything you have just said, Rick, is true. Oh, people out there in the listening audience, I beg of you, listen to what Rick Adams is saying. Everything he has just said is true. And the statement that I also often make, is there a group of people on the face of the earth that control the president, tell Congress what to do, and dictate to them what bills to pass? Sure, there's such a global elite. I know. I sat in the board meeting with them. I ate across the dinner table from them. I lived in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years' time on the big oil field. Everything Rick has just said is true. Those people do exist. They do control your lifestyle. They control your dinner table, your job. And they are controlling America. They are doing away with the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how to say anymore, Rick, except that everything you're saying on your program is true, and I beg your listening audience to listen to you.
Well, I think the phrase that you have often used yourself is the best way to remember what the problem is. Four words. It's all about control. And that is exactly what it has come down to, controlling us. You know, years ago, there used to be this system. You remember when Nixon had announced wage and price controls. Well, it took a few people with brains, a few economists who understood what was going on, to come out and say, hey, there's no such thing as price controls. A can of beans doesn't care what it costs. But you, the consumer, care what it costs. And you, the consumer, cares if you can or cannot buy it. So it's not about controlling the price of anything or commodities. It's about controlling you. And that is why we had rationing in 1973. You remember the so-called Arab oil embargo? You know, the Arabs took the blame when Israel struck. And, of course, you know what happened as a result of that. Rationing took place then. People said, it's never going to happen again. We'll never have that. We had it in World War II. We have it now, but it's not going to happen now. Surely our energy policies have changed. We are now more independent than ever. And nothing could be further from the truth. We are more dependent, or should I say interdependent now, than at any other time. And it is not an accident, as you have said so well, Lindsay.
The name of the game is control.
Mm-hmm.
When I sat with these people and listened to what they had to say and heard them talk about their wealthy position in life, I came to realize very quick on that if they wrote a check for $1 million for the rest of their life, they probably couldn't spend all of their funds and what they own. And I realized that it's more than just money. Now, money is a part of it, sure,
mm-hmm. Right.
But it goes much deeper than
yes.
that. It is a matter with these elitist of the world. It is a matter of the control of humanity, the control mm-hmm. of nations, the mm-hmm. control of people. And you're exactly right, Rick. The name of the game is control.
No doubt about it, Lindsay. Let's take some calls. People are lining up. Our number is 800-313-9443, toll free. And we have callers from, we've even got them up in Canada. So let's start off right now. Lindsay Williams is our guest, the energy non-crisis, and much more. Steve in Colorado is first. Hello, Steve.
How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing.
Hi, Steve. Doesn't sound good, does it?
Well, we've been talking like this for a long time, but, you know, we have to tell the truth. Whether it sounds pleasant or not, you know, it's a bitter pill to swallow, but the truth will set you free, as Jesus said.
Now, you were saying that it doesn't matter who we put in office, I guess. I was commenting on thinking about Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ron Paul became president, who would actually be his vice president, since he's not an oil man, obviously? Who would run with him?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, open to question. We've heard speculation, but, first you said something of interest to me, and Lindsay, you can comment. If Ron Paul were to become president, I don't believe the powers that be are going to allow Ron Paul to ever advance to that level. And God forbid that he did, because if he did, I wouldn't give 2 cents for his life because of the power these people wield. And, regardless of who the man may be sitting next to him, he's not going to make it. Until this system is brought down and the people that control it are dealt with, there is no way you're going to have an honest election to the White House and have what we would love to see in America, that dream come true. I don't believe it. Lindsay, do you want to answer that question? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. In fact, I thank you so much for mentioning the name of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so significant that you would. And thank you, caller, for doing that. About 4 months ago, Ron Paul and I were together as speakers amongst about 30 speakers at a convention in Cancun, Mexico.
Yes.
There were about 700-800 people there. And in the course of the time, I had a lot of opportunity to talk with Ron Paul. And one of the things that he said, I'm going to attempt to run the office of president, which, of course, he has, and on the Republican Party, which he has. And he said, you know, I don't really think I'll ever get elected, but he said, at least I'll have a platform with which to express myself. And my goodness, in these debates that they've had around the country, he has won hands down over all the rest of them. Isn't it amazing what Ron Paul is doing in getting his message out?
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
So whoever becomes vice president becomes president, if he does become president,
mm-hmm.
they would probably give him some tainted soup or something. And take him out of the picture right away.
Well,
they took a man that was one of the most popular presidents we've ever had, John F. Kennedy, and when they found out that he was going to do away with the fiat currency of the Federal Reserve, they assassinated him in Texas when he mm-hmm. was riding down the road.
Mm-hmm.
If they could take a man that popular out of one of the most elite families of America because he was going to touch the Federal Reserve system, and, of course, that's quite a story within itself, then I'm quite sure Ron Paul would not be any exception to the rule.
That's true, because Ron Paul wants to break everything down. He wants to just he just wants to turn this country in the right direction.
Yeah, he believes in freedom. As strange as that idea may seem today, he believes in getting back to the Constitution.
Well,
oh, my.
I just promote him because he is obviously the only man capable of... I mean, even if he did become president, it's very hard to pull the reins in a different direction only because...
That's true.
Everyone would be against him anyway. I mean, we'd have to take out all of the Republican Party and Democratic Party and just put in a new constitutional... party.
The president cannot do everything, even if he were a good man in the White House. He alone could not do what it would take to change the course of politics and economics in America. He just couldn't do it alone. So,
I think the power lies.
That's true.
Well, most of the power lies in our senators and congressmen.
Exactly.
If we had good congressmen and good senators,
there you go.
Then the president couldn't stop them from doing right. So just we keep praying for our country.
Amen. Thank you, Steve, for your call, and certainly keep your chin up. Right, Lindsay?
Yes, Rick, you're right.
All right, let's take Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Ernie.
How you doing this evening? I would like to just briefly talk about some things from last evening I had mentioned in talking about the amnesty.
It all ties together, sure. I mean, what we're talking about is not an isolated situation.
Oh, not at all. And I was talking last night about the amnesty bill and the Real ID Act being backdoored through the bill with this employment eligibility verification system and the ultimate plan to go to a cashless society, and then we'll use the RFID system, and you'll be given debits and so forth. And if you're a good person, you can get a food credit. But I also pointed out that Bob Chapman and his international forecaster made a statement in his Saturday issue, quote, "The Bilderberger Conference has come and gone. It was held at the Ritz-Carlton in Istanbul. As we forecast, the big issue was the increase proposed for gasoline taxes to bring the cost of gas to $6 a gallon, the level at which most countries price gas. The proceeds would cut U.S. debt and reduce emission through less usage. That is consistent with Lindsay's statement on Senate Bill 1419. This is very significant. The Bilderbergers in the elites that Lindsay was and Rick, you have been talking about for some time, the Bilderberg meetings and attended by people from the Washington Post, New York Times, and major media representatives who remain silent on the big globalist plan. They control us, the Ministry of Propaganda. They don't talk about the real intent of this immigration bill, which is to push the North American Union. And as you know, the president is to attend a meeting on August 20th and 21st in Montebello, Quebec at the Fairmont Le Chateau Montebello Resort to talk about the North American Union. And it's going to be another summit with Mexico and Canada violating the U.S. Logan Act. But we have an administration that is above the law, does whatever they want to please. But what ticks me off to no end is the continued manipulation and keeping the American people in the dark. Now, Lindsay, I have a question for you. We have plenty of oil, as you mentioned, on the north slope of Alaska, all that oil. But what we've been told, because of the energy crisis and also global emissions, we need to turn to ethanol. Now, turning to ethanol, and I think in Brazil they use sugar. They don't use, corn and grain.
You're talking about that now, too.
Right, right. So, I mean, if we can see this happening before our very eyes. The Mexicans, who depend on corn for a lot of their food sources, their price has gone up dramatically. They are getting strangled by food prices. And with this emphasis on ethanol and the eventual, as we do more of that in production, put more of that in production, will this create a food crisis, a bigger food crisis? And let's go back to the UN Agenda 21 to reduce the world's population by 80 to 85%. Lindsay, do you think this movement right now, this showdown, with this latest Senate bill and this terrible gas price gas increase in gas prices, which will make our economic recession even worse, put us into a depression, and then we'll bring in more Mexicans, millions more with this immigration bill, which is they're hell-bent on passing. And don't forget, the president has those totalization agreements planned,
mm-hmm.
where he puts all these Mexicans into our Social Security system, and they can qualify with only 10 years of work, whereas in the Mexican mm-hmm. system, it takes them 24 years to qualify for their Mexican equivalent Social Security, and all they get is a payback. But under our system, you get benefits until you die. So we're going to be in a big stranglehold. They're taking us under. Our middle class is to be destroyed. It's clear by the elites here.
Do you have any comment on this, Lindsay? I got a feeling you do.
Ethanol gets less miles per gallon than gasoline does. Ethanol costs more to produce mm-hmm. than crude oil. Ethanol will in turn take the price of our groceries through the roof because of using corn and other things. That means that the price of cattle, the price mm-hmm. of beef, the feeding. Price of poultry, the price yep. of all of our food items are going to go up, all because they won't let us use the crude oil from our own soil that they know is there.
All right, let's take this quick break. Ernie, you stay where you are, and Lindsay Williams will be right back with you, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall be right back with much more.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Hello,
We're back now with Lindsay Williams and Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, let Lindsay finish the statement, the answer to your question about corn and ethanol having a dramatic impact on food prices. Lindsay, what more than that can happen now?
Well, of course, this is going to drastically affect the middle class of America, the price of food on our table.
Yep.
It's affecting the farmers. Oh, my goodness, what a problem they're having because of diesel fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was down in southeast Colorado, northern Texas a while back, and a farmer said to me, he said, "We've invited you down here to ask you what the price of diesel fuel is going to." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because we have already calculated what price diesel fuel can go to, and we can still afford to plant our crops." Now, this was a farmer who planted thousands of acres. The farmer's been in the family for a number of years. 40% of America's food supply comes from that part of the country. And he said, "Tell us where it's going." I said, "It's going to at least $3.50 to $4 a gallon in the very near future." I said, "Now, what is your estimate?" He said, "Chaplain Williams, we cannot afford to plant our crops and harvest them past $3 a gallon for diesel fuel." He said, "Anything past that, we're losing money. We may as well quit. You say it's going to $4? I said, "Yes." And we immediately, one of the farmers stood up and said, "I just sold my farm." Another one said, "I quit." I said, "Gentlemen, you can't. You're 40% of America's food supply." One of the farmers stood up and said, "Chaplain Williams, please go back to every city in America that you can. Warn people. Beg them to look at your DVD entitled Torn from the Land and see what's happening to the family farm." He said, "There will be shortages on the grocery store shelves within a year and a half."
Lindsay, not only shortages, but, this is a systematic effort here to bring down the middle class. The elites want us destroyed for some reason. They want the middle class gone, our Constitution and Bill of Rights gone. But when you add the ethanol onto this, see, this is an environmental issue, too, because if you look at South America and the destruction of the rainforest in Brazil and their use of ethanol, this has been we are seeing an adverse effect on our drinking water on the planet, contamination of our soil. The combination of the increased costs in the food along with the economic depression, and you combine that with a potential 100 million Mexicans in this country, we are going to see a potential terror and chaos. We have in that amnesty bill, even the MS-13 gang members can become
Absolutely.
Citizens
yep.
if
yep.
they just renounce their membership. But they are the ones with the AK-747s. They got all these weapons they've been bringing in. Americans are in big trouble. We have our military in Iraq in a war that we cannot afford, $500 billion loss. But our country, we are now vulnerable to this potential illegal alien invasion, combined with what's on the horizon, this economic downturn and the price of food going through the roof. We're in big trouble, Lindsay. Would you not agree?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And if Rick lets me stay on over past the
next hour,
I want to give you some statistics, facts and figures. I'll prove it to you as to exactly where we are and what the financial condition of the country is in right now.
All right, Ernie, thank you so much for your pearls of wisdom, as usual.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, and we'll do that. Be back in a minute or so after the break, hour number two. And, Lindsay, I want you to tell us when we come back what people need to be informed with, how they can get your information kit. We'll do that, and we'll take more calls. Those of you on the line, promise we'll be right with you as well. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN.
It's true.